Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning and happy Easter. I recently had the explicit pleasure of holding a newborn baby and was just dumbfounded by the exquisiteness of the tiny features of this precious little boy. Absolutely stunned into silence, holding this magnificent little creature. Listening to the choir singing some of the music of this Holy Week absolutely floored me. No words to express the beauty and the transcendence of that music. Watching my first sighting of bluebirds light on a railing took my breath away with the extreme beauty and fragility and gentleness of those birds sitting right there on the other side of the slider. When you find out that a loved one has an illness that may or may not be life-threatening, we find ourselves stunned. When you get the news that a loved one has died, especially if it's unexpected, there are no words that can move into that space of extreme grief and sorrow. The women who arrive at the tomb expecting to anoint their friend and their teacher's body with spices and oils so that it would not stink too badly, were shocked, stunned, to see that giant stone rolled away and nothing in the tomb. Speechless, horrified, amazed. The gospel lesson that you have in your bulletin this morning ends with the women running away with terror and amazement in their hearts. What is there to even say? How do you describe an empty tomb when you expected to anoint a dead body? That feeling of shock, of stunned silence when it comes to us in our lives can be overwhelming. Meister Eckhart says that all of humanity lives in the shadow of nothingness. When the women arrived at the tomb and they found nothing, they had nothing to do but run away. They were sent by the mysterious person to tell the disciples, but how do you even find words to talk about nothing? In our own lives, when we have those times of experiencing nothingness, we can run away from that. We can work too hard. We can drink too much, eat too much, watch too much TV, shop too much, get involved in too many activities. Nothingness terrifies all of us. All of humanity lives in the shadow of nothingness. And yet, it is this very empty nothingness of a tomb that is the most profound gift that Jesus of Nazareth gives to his disciples and to each and every one of us today. In the gift of nothing, Jesus of Nazareth becomes the cosmic Christ. The Christ who reaches through nothingness through loneliness, through darkness and grief and fear and worry, into each and every one of our lives. Friedrich Nietzsche said that the most profound moment of transformation in his life was when he baptized, and I love that he used that word, when he baptized all of the darkness as the portal into his wholeness. When we run from the nothingness, Nietzsche promises that it will chase us down like a hound. But when we have the courage to walk into that tomb, to sit at the bedside of a loved one who is sick, to sit by ourselves when we are intensely lonely and missing somebody that we love dearly, when we're anxious and fearful, when we can sit in that tomb and be quiet for just a little bit of time, after we've silenced our cell phones, then we can find that peace that Christ leaves behind. Because in vanquishing death, in harrowing hell, in spearing the darkness, in overcoming despair and betrayal and loneliness, in facing nothingness head on, Jesus leaves behind the peace that passes all understanding. But we have to be willing to face the nothingness of the tomb. The great gift that we have as disciples of Christ at this moment in time is the invitation to sink deeply into those places in our very lives that make us want to run. When you have the courage to face your loneliness or your sense of emptiness that you're ready to fill with something that will not ultimately sustain you, when you baptize that part of you that feels empty and nothing, there you can taste the love of God that is reaching out to you through all of humanity, through all of time, through all of space. It can be very difficult to touch that peace during hard times, and so we can practice with the easier times. When you see the first hummingbird at your feeder, and your heart quickens and you're stilled to silence, there is the nothingness of Christ. When you see the exquisite full moon tonight, twinkling and dancing on the water, there is the peace of Christ. When you sit with a friend, or you watch two people who have been married for 60 years walking down the beach hand in hand in companionable silence, there is the grace of Christ. When we practice finding Jesus in those places that feel like nothing, that are empty of what we might traditionally want to fill them with, we find that presence of the cosmic Christ, that deep peace that we can only find when we are willing to be still. The invitation from this beautiful lesson in Mark's gospel is to face the nothingness, knowing that we are never alone, thanks to the gift of Jesus Christ in our life. We can still ourselves at any moment in time. We can take a breath. We can behold something beautiful. And we can tap into that space and that peace in our very hearts and lives where we meet Christ. The gift of this Easter day that I share through the words of Mark is a gift of nothing. And I pray that you will spend part of this glorious Easter day seeking nothingness. Perhaps in the beauty of a person or nature or the gardens. Perhaps in fear and worry and grief. Wherever you meet nothing today, know deeply and profoundly in your soul that it is there that Christ is reaching out to you, that Christ is blessing you, that Christ is loving you and drawing you deeply into himself. Amen.
Amen. Amen.